Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Em, you know you're my favorite white boy, right? I owe you for this one.
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass to get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, it's so long.
I'm medicine in my head, like a baby bone dead. Destination heaven. Sitting politics with passengers from 9/11. The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined. Shit, I ain't even got to try to shine. Guards and seamstress that tailor fitted my pain. I got scriptures in my brain, I can spit at your dame. Straight out the good book. Look, niggas is shook. 50 fear no man, warrior. Sweet swords like Conan. Pissing me, pen and hand, writing lines, knowing the source of quoted. When I die, they'll read this and say a genius wrote it. I grew up without my pops, should that make me bitter? I caught cases, I copped out, does that make me a quitter? In this white man's world, I'm similar to a squirrel. Looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut. If I get shot today, my phone will stop ringing again. These industry niggas ain't friends, they know how to pretend.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
You've been patiently waiting to make it through all the hate and debating whether or not you can even weather the storm. Table, they operating to save you. It's like an angel came to you, say from the heavens above.
They think they're crazy, but they ain't crazy. Let's face it, shit, basically they just playing sick days. Shit, they ain't saying shit, spraying 50. A to the K, get in the way, I bring drain. Them with me and turn this day into fucking mayhem. You staying with me? Don't let me lose you, I'm not trying to confuse you. When I let loose with this Uzi and just shoot through your Isuzu. You get the message, am I getting through to you? You know what's coming, you motherfuckers don't even know, do you? Pot, sprinkle a little big yellow top. What the fuck do you got? You got the realest and illest killers tied up in a knot. The juggernaut to this rap shit, like it or not. It's like a fight to the top just to see who died for the spot. You put your life in this, nothing like surviving a shot. Y'all know what time it is, soon as 50 signs on this dot. Shit, what you know about death threats, cause I get a lot. City Records was 80 seconds away from the towers. Them cowards fought with the wrong building, they meant to hit ours. Better evacuate all children. You're now about to witness the power of fucking
fear. Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass will get rolled on. Feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You're thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Front squad here, all of the shots go off. It's 50, they say it's 50. See a nigga laid out with his fucking top blown off. It's 50, man, that wasn't 50. Don't holler my name.
Stones if you live in the glass house, and if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth, cause I'll break your face. Have your ass running, mumbling to the J. You're going as me, dog. You're making a mistake. I split your leader looking like the Michael Jackson jackets with all them zippers. I'm the boss on this boat. You can call me Skipper. The way I turn the money over, you should call me Flipper. Your bitch a regular bitch. You calling her wifey. I fucked and feed her fast food. You keeping her icy. I'm down to sell records, but not my soul. Snoop said this in 94. We don't love them hoes. I got pennies for my thoughts. Now I'm rich. See the 20 spinning looking mean on his face. Niggas wearing flags, cause the colors match their clothes. They get caught in the wrong hood. It fills up with hoes, motherfucker.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
Hey, everybody, that was 50 Cent featuring Eminem, Patiently Waiting. And they all been patiently waiting for us to come back on the air and give y'all some more great entertainment. Hope everybody had a wonderful day and you enjoyed Empire. It was a great segment, like usual. We look forward to seeing it next week. And also, I'm definitely looking forward to some of these movies coming out because I've seen some stuff that's like buck wild. Like I said, next week I'm going to be bringing forth Suicide Squad because I'm going to get that DVD or I'm going to find it on Netflix. I'm going to do something. Every time I watch another clip of it, it just seems like it gets better and better. But, yeah, if y'all have any scary movies, if y'all have any action movies, if y'all have any drama movies, I'm trying to check out some stuff. So next week I can give y'all some banging, really good reviews on some good movies because I haven't seen too many this year so far. But, you know, like I said, we'll see what happens with Suicide Squad. Anyway, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about You Wanted to Dance with the Devil, Let's Play. So if you want to join in on this topic or you want to listen in, the number is 657-383-0967. And press number 1 if you want to join us in the queue. And also if you want to join us in the chat room, join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. KNOWURENENY. And we do the show Mondays through Thursdays. And then Saturday, we do a late show like how it is now. But if y'all ever want us to do an earlier time, or if you have somebody that want to be interviewed on the show, definitely hit me up. You can hit me up on FaithKiami.Niji, KEYAME.NIJI. Or you can hit me up on my Twitter, KnowMeKnowMeNot, KNOW, KnowMeKnowMeNot. Or hit me at my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. For anybody that's never been here before, it's easy to make an account on Blog Talk Radio. You just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and put in your information. And if you don't want to join us on the show, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENENY. And we do interviews on the show. We do topics on the show. We do movie reviews on the show. We do music on the show. We have a good time and laugh. And we do interviews on the show. So anybody that has a business, a talent, or if you want to get promoted on the show, all you got to do is send us your information, 3 clips of your work, any pictures that you have, and also a one-time fee of $25 to the PayPal account. And we can set you up. We'll set you up with a good flyer. We'll end up having questions lined up for you because I know sometimes people just put you on the spot. You look like, well, did the person really research your work? Do they know what you're talking about? Or they just come off the top of the head and just hit you with anything. And we know you don't want to be embarrassed on air, so we want to give you a professional interview. And like I said, all we need is all your information. And then that way we can promote you, have more people check you out. Most of all, try to help you get paid. Now, the reason why we did this is because sometimes people think if it's for free, like the Joker said, if you get us something, don't do it for free. Like basically people try to get over you, use your time, or don't be prepared or come at the last minute. So that's why we have to charge you that minimum fee. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into tonight's topic. You want to dance with the devil? Let's play. Tell me, have you ever wondered if good and evil are really enemies? Or is it goodness really are for the people that believe in fairy tales? And does evil really rule the earth? What would you do when everything you believed in and practice goes in vain? Will you show evil why the devil only goes without being tried? Or will you try to take everything from the person like they took everything that you love? In this segment, we're going to be talking about how people's fates are sealed and don't even realize it. And maybe that's why so much stuff goes on in with the news, because you see sometimes people, they're bombing schools, they're shooting up places, or they're doing like all this crazy stuff in the world. So my question to you, what would you do if you'd done everything right in life, like you mind your own business, you don't mess with nobody, you try to go to work, go to school, and you try to get good grades, or you try to pay your bills? There's always like that one person that tries to nitpick with you, or it's people that's always trying to hate on you, or it's people that try to damage you or try to break you down because they feel like you're weak or they feel like they can tempt you. What do you do in situations like that? I had a friend that recently told me that last year she had got hit by this woman in the car, and what she did was she was walking and was about to try to cross the street, and instead the woman jumped the curb and ran her over. And then when she saw that another person got out to see what was wrong with her, then she ended up running out to make sure that she was all right. And she asked my friend, like, are you okay, and rubbed her back. And then my friend said, no, you need to stay here and wait for the police to come. And instead she said, oh, I got an aunt that's a nurse, and I can go get her. Long story short, of course, the woman never came back. But, you know, once she said the thing about the police, it's like red flag, she realized she was going to be in trouble. And then to top it off, there was even cameras around. And, like, nobody happened to get the footage of the actual woman. I'm looking like, well, I'd be thinking, like, if you got street lights, I mean, street cameras, you know, they could have got, like, the tag number and stuff. So my question is, like, when somebody gets injured, somebody gets harmed, somebody gets violated, and when people have ways of all this technology and all these resources out here, why is it that we can never defend the people that are defenseless? Just like with the Casey Anthony story. Now, I know everybody's going to go on this one, and it's just like, let's keep this 100. How is it that if you care for your child, bathe your child, look after your child, feed your child, take them to the doctor and brought them into this world, you would not look for them when they turn or missing? You tell me it took you 30 days for somebody to finally realize, like, oh, my baby's not around, but you got tattoos, you went out partying, you went drinking, everybody said you was having a good time. That shows no remorse. Now, the people try to say she only got charged with neglect. But neglect is like maybe you don't got the child's hair done, or maybe, you know, you didn't get them in school on time, or maybe you have them overeating or something. I could see that as being neglect. But how can you willingly let your child breathe life into them, seen their eyes, went through the 9 months of labor, got the person cut out your stomach, or came out naturally, and you're trying to tell me you can just blatantly go without any warning, no conscious effort, no putting up signs, no looking for the person, no sending out a reward, no asking the person to bring back your baby? In no way you didn't think to do any of that stuff, because basically, you know, you did wrong. And then let's look at even like the George Zimmerman case. We know maybe it's because of nationality, race, or whatever you want to call it, but I tell people it's about your power. How can you ignore the cops when, if you try to ignore a cop and try to drive away, you have the O.J. Simpson situation. Usually they would have came after you, tracked you down, and you'd have been arrested. But then on top of that, not only did you resist them, you chased after a person and killed them. But yet, you see, the cops never said nothing about any of that situation. And then we always talk about the part, like even on YouTube, when he was in the court, he says he apologized for the person's age. He was like, I apologize for how young he was if I'd known that when he did it. But if it's self-defense, why are you apologizing? Because you're defending yourself against somebody. And we're in the law that says by a certain age you're allowed to shoot somebody. But if they're a minor, then you're not allowed to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So basically, that's where this story is going. From all the stuff that you see in the news, police brutality, justice being unfair, just like the woman, she shot the gun in the air because her husband was abusive, and then they're about to give her life. But then you got people going around here in clown suits doing whatever they want. But now they try to switch up that. Now it's terrorism. And that's why I said I think the purge is about to come. But let's put it on that perspective. How about if you did everything right, like I said from the beginning? Let's say you did everything by the court system. It didn't work out. And let's say you try to go after the person. You try to defend yourself. And instead, you get tried for the crime that they committed. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but like I said, I can't tell you too much of the story, because we always know when you put out an idea into the air, then people are going to try to mimic it. People are going to try to steal your ideas. People are going to try to run with it. But let's say, like I said before, you take care of your family. You was working. You was going to school. You was taking care of all your bills. And you was doing what was right by your child. And let's say the person ended up coming, violates your child. You take them to court, because the people here held you down. And they say you didn't practice self-defense because you shot the person in the back. What do you say for the fact that they came in and violated what was yours, but yet that child didn't have no defense? And then what happens, like, once you go to court, they try to hold you instead, and the person goes back and take out the one that you love. So now this person is saying in their mind, you know what? I did everything the right way. They tried to turn me crazy. I went through the law. It didn't work for me. I trusted in the Lord. I prayed every day. I tried to listen to everybody talking about it was going to be okay. But when everything's taken away from you, what will you do when your livelihood is on the line? What will you do when the tables are turned and they talking about turn the other cheek? but yet you've been robbed of everything that's ever you ever worked for. You were cheated out of everything and left for homeless. What would you do if somebody took away your child, but now they have a family of their own and they're being happy? What do you do when it's time for you to dance with the devil? Will you still preach forgiveness? Or would you be in the hot seat and tell them, you know what, do unto others as they have done unto me? And like they say, you can't dance with the devil and don't think there's not going to be consequences. So that's where the story takes place. Can you dance with the devil? Or do you say, I forgive you, but now it's time for you to play the piper as well? All right, y'all. I think we've been getting into this pretty intense. So now I'm going to come through and play another song clip, and then after that I'm going to give y'all some poetry. And then we're going to conclude with the show.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope stealing money, he was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Boy, bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill.
Relating to this topic tonight, and the first one's going to start off with the incident and what happened, and then the second part is going to be the judgment of what a person may do in this kind of situation. All right, the first poem I'm going to read to you is called Two Loves, One Choice. I loved with blood, sweat, and tears. The life that I made is now confronted by my new love that is here. I merged with my comforter and found better do. This hope that I carry, please let it not go in vain. Help me, Lord, from involuntary pain. I want my heart to hold on to my soul, but tell me, is love there? The heart of a child is more precious than a burning lamb. You take from my temple, yet you wish for me to honor you. How can I desire evil knowing you damage what I cherish? I wanted a lover. You became my adulterer. I wanted a friend. You practiced molestation. I'm asking for you to hold me and understand me. Yet you leave me saddened and filled with misery. Who would think that the knight in shining armor would be the trophy? You were the trophy I wanted to hold on to. Yet I learned not every gift is a reward. Blessed is the person who never gives up and knows how to stand. So I shall stand, for I know the Lord will see me through, even until the end. Sometimes you have to let go to become whole. So I cherish my princess and I respect my friend. And I will always love my neighbor as myself. Since I only have one choice to make, I will love my daughter and protect her health. And once again, that poem is entitled Two Loves, One Choice. So like I said, once again, what do you do when everything you fought for, everything that you love, has been taken from you? How far would you go when the court system and everything that you ever believed in, everything that you prayed in, has been a lie to you? And that brings us to next, the punishment. Cruelty or justice? They say that a punishment should fit the crime. But how about if doing time isn't enough for the crime? Should you suffer the same way that you've done to others? Or should you suffer for every life and every time you have committed that crime? If a person robs you for all that you have, should they work for free and pay you back all that you had and more? If someone does you wrong and breaks your heart, should you be done the same way and then shot through the heart? If a man decides not to take care of his children that he has made, should he lose the tool in between his legs? If someone lies to you and leads you into doing wrong, should they be blinded and left alone? If you torture a person over and over again, should you be tortured by animals over and over again? If you betray your own people to gain riches and fame, should life itself play you for a game? It's just a thought, but what do you say? Is this justice or is this extreme cruelty? You heard all the evidence. The jury now rests. Now make your decision. Do they deserve life or death? And once again, that poem is entitled Cruelty or Justice. If you like the poetry that you just heard tonight, this is in my book entitled, What Would You Do to Free Your Soul? And it's at www.lulu.com. And I have some good commentary from there. I definitely appreciate everybody that had purchased the book. But I like to do stuff that's deep, that's real, that's not fake. I know a lot of times when people do story, they always make it seem like the good guy is always supposed to win or the bad guy just automatically gets punished, or sometimes people come out at the end. But this story is going to take you to a deeper level. It's going to make you search your soul. It's going to make people really think about how far they want to go for being bad, and are they willing to take the risk of what may happen from the people that they hurt or destroy or use. So I hope everybody enjoyed what they heard tonight. Tomorrow night, like I said, we're going to be having poetry night, a little bit lighter topic. So it's just going to be shooting the breeze, having a good time, and having a good laugh. So for everybody that's a poet or likes poetry, stop through tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And then on Saturday night, we're going to have the audience topic. So definitely get your thoughts together over these next 2 days, what you might want me to bring to the show. And like I said, once again, for all those that are movie watchers, maybe seen some movie that recently just came out that was good or bad, we'll make a review on it. And then if you know any hot movies that's coming out, once again, hit me up on my own Facebook, KEYAME.NIJI. And once again, thank you for just stopping through. Enjoy your night. Have a blessed week. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.